Good day and welcome to the Longevity Podcast. My name is Stan Brown, Vice President, Marketing Director of these wonderful health supplements started by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. At the end of the Longevity Podcast, if you are interested in our supplements, there will be a telephone number and website to order. Now let's get informed.
Now I have to tell you why athletes are early warning system. Couch potatoes, by definition, are people who go to extraordinary efforts not to sweat, right? They make every human effort not to sweat. They're changing the TV channels. Honey, bring in the popcorn, I'm changing the channels. Son, bring me the TV guide, I'm changing the channels. By contrast, athletes have the attitude, no pain, no gain. And they're out there sweating and working away, power training, strength training, running, and they sweat. Athletes, no matter age, they sweat more in 5 years than couch potatoes do in 70 years. And when you sweat, you don't just sweat out potassium and Gatorade, you sweat out all 60 essential minerals. If you sweat out all of your selenium and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at higher risk of getting a cardiomyopathy heart attack. You sweat out all of your copper and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at high risk of developing an aneurysm and dying suddenly of a ruptured aneurysm. You sweat out all of your chromium and vanadium and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at higher risk of getting diabetes. And if you sweat out all of your calcium and magnesium and boron and zinc and sulfur and other minerals that are required for cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone, you're going to get a joint and bone injury. What is the biggest single cause of an athlete's career being ended early? Joint and bone problems, right? And that's because they sweat out all the basic minerals that they need to maintain those parts of their body, and they don't supplement with them because doctors tell them that they can get everything they need by eating their four food groups. Well, what are the early warning systems for mineral deficiencies? We already told you about white, gray, or silver here for a copper deficiency. Liver spots or age spots in the back of your hand, side of your face, or neck, these things are caused by a selenium deficiency. And you know, again, about selenium deficiency. Then, of course, you have toe cramps, leg cramps. So you can have hypertension. These things are all caused by a deficiency of calcium. And if you're an athlete at age 25 or 15 and you get a leg cramp, it's a calcium deficiency, your body's telling you, if you don't stop drinking those Pepsis and start supplementing with some calcium, by the time you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you're going to have arthritis and osteoporosis. But most people say, well, I got to get this high-priced trainer. I need somebody who can give me massage therapy because I have a cramp. And they don't go and take their supplements. 85% of the total mineral in your body is calcium. There's 147 different diseases you can get from a calcium deficiency. We're just going to quickly go over the top 10 when it comes to number of people affected and the amount of money involved. Let's look at osteoporosis, the number 10 killer of adults in the United States. Remember, 75% of those over age 65 who fracture a hip or a major leg bone don't live 90 days. Also, it's the most horrible disease when it comes to human misery and dollars expended. Osteoporosis, think of the special vans and the lift gates and the ramps and the elevators, the special plumbing in homes and public buildings, special parking places, wheelchairs and walkers and canes. Think of the beds and the chairs that are little electric motors that lift you up when you can't stand up by yourself. Physical therapists, joint replacement surgeries, pharmaceuticals, doctor's visits. We're talking billions and billions of dollars for nothing more than a calcium deficiency disease. Now, as horrible as a disease as osteoporosis is in human beings, we don't have osteoporosis in animals because we don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, major medical hospitalization, Medicare and Medicaid to pay for nonsensical surgical treatments for a mineral deficiency. We've learned that by putting animals who are weaned off their mother's milk on calcium as soon as they're weaned, they won't get arthritis and osteoporosis. It's amazing how that works. Receding gums. Dentists and dental hygienists will tell you to floss and brush after every meal. If you believe that works, I have some oceanfront property in Montana to sell you. If you have receding gums, periodontitis, gingivitis, pyorrhea, loose teeth, bridges and plates, you actually have osteoporosis of the facial bones and the jaw bones. We don't get receding gums in animals, even though they don't floss or brush. That's because we've taken care of the osteoporosis problem in animals. Arthritis. 85% of all arthritis is called wear and tear arthritis. Osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, these things are nothing more than osteoporosis of the joint ends of the bones. Hypertension, high blood pressure, as you've learned, has nothing to do with salt or salt restriction. 85% of hypertension not related to kidney disease, which is most of them, not related to kidney disease, is in fact a calcium deficiency. Insomnia is not a deficiency of sleeping pills, Halcyon or barbiturates, it's a deficiency of calcium. Kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, and calcium deposits. Again, the medical profession has a malignant, dumb belief that these things are due to too much calcium in your diet. Tell you to give up calcium, when in fact, You only get kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, and calcium deposits when you have raging osteoporosis. You actually need more calcium, more magnesium, not less. Cramps and twitches. Raise your hand. How many of you ever had a toe cramp, foot cramp, leg cramp in your life? Sure. That's the first symptom of a calcium deficiency that most people recognize. So if you've ever had that sometime in your life, you've had a calcium deficiency. Then you have PMS. The University of California at San Diego came out and said that 85% of the emotional and physical stuff of PMS can be relieved, eliminated, and cured. They use the cure word by taking 3 times the RDA of calcium. Low back pain has nothing to do with disc problems. I know you've heard of people, maybe even yourself, have had a disc surgery for back pain. And after the surgery, you still had the pain, maybe even worse, because back pain is not caused by disc problems. If you have a disc problem, you can have numbness and tingling, maybe even paralysis if it's very severe, but disc problems do not cause pain. We learned in 1957 in animals that we could prevent and cure adult onset diabetes with 2 trace minerals, chromium and vanadium. In 1985, the medical school at the University of Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada, came out and said that trace mineral vanadium alone could replace insulin in adult onset diabetics. Science Diet dog food has 40 minerals in it. Always has chromium, vanadium, lithium, and selenium. Ralston Purina laboratory rat pellets has 28 minerals, always contains chromium, vanadium, lithium, and selenium. I'll give anybody in this room a crisp new $100 bill if you can find me a human infant formula off the shelf of a grocery store that has more than 12 minerals in it. None of them contain chromium, vanadium, or lithium. Only one prosoybean Infamil, I believe, has 12 because they put in the selenium. The rest of them don't. They have 11, 10, 9, or 8 minerals. Our dogs get 40 minerals, our rats get 28, and our kids get 12 or less. You don't have to be a research scientist to realize why our kids are now getting all these horrible diseases that used to occur in people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. All these diseases that doctors are wondering, is this genetic? These kids shouldn't have this till they're 60. Well, that's because they couldn't get it out of their little can of stuff. If it's not in the can, they don't get it. Again, we need nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And fortunately, over the thousands of years that human beings have been around, we haven't had to think much about this because our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts take carbon dioxide out of the air and manufacture long carbon chains, many of which are vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. And this is where this medical caca came from, that you can get everything you need from your 4 food groups, because they say, well, plants, grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts can manufacture vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But we've tried this experiment for 200 years. Americans have eaten better than anybody else in the world. We've had the best quality food in the world over anybody else. And yet, we only live to be 75.5. We don't set any health or longevity records. So if you want to live to be over 100, can't get it from eating your 4 food groups. You can live to be 75.5. You may live 10 years older, 10 years younger, but on the average, 75.5. So if you want to live to be over 100, you do have to supplement with vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. There's 3 types of minerals that you have to concern yourself with. First of all, there's metallic minerals. These are things like oyster shell, eggshell, limestone, coral calcium, seabed minerals, clays of various types. Tums is a popular one with doctors. Lactates, gluconates, citrates, oxides, sulfates, carbonates. These are nothing but ground-up rocks. We're not designed to eat ground-up rocks. Nobody can show you where humans or animals are designed to eat ground-up rocks. We're designed to get our minerals by eating plants, grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And as a result, plant-derived minerals are absorbable. More absorbable than chelated, more absorbable than the elemental or metallic minerals. Plant-derived minerals are liquid. They're very small particle size. They're 7,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. This is the way they're stored in your cells and are moved around in plant vascular systems and human vascular systems in the liquid plant-derived form. They're negatively charged. I don't know all of the physics and the chemistry. It's one of the basic features of a colloidal mineral that's negatively charged. These 3 factors together give you absorbability. Now, the way it's supposed to be is our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts take the elemental or metallic minerals out of the soil, convert them to minerals for their own use, for their own metabolism and biochemistry, and then animals and people eat these plants that are enriched with minerals. That's how we're designed to get our minerals. Unfortunately, we have several problems here. For 100 years, we've used a simple fertilizer known as NPK. We put in 3 nutrients into the soil when we need 60 minerals. We put those 3 nutrients in the soil for maximum yields per ton and bushel per acre. Then, of course, we have to understand that plants cannot manufacture minerals. If they're not in the soil, they're not in the plants. Plants only have minerals in them if they're in the soil. Plants cannot manufacture minerals. Over 90 years at least, we've been deficient in our soils in America, and as a result, our food is deficient, and as a result, the crops, the grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts that are grown there are minerally deficient, and as a result, the animals and people who eat these minerally deficient crops get mineral deficiency diseases, and the only way to prevent and cure them is with mineral supplements.
Yes, I'm a construction worker, and I hurt my back, and he said that my cartilage damage is permanent. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
And what do you normally take for fluid replacement where you're working out in construction? What do you drink during the day?
Water, Gatorade.
You don't drink any soft drinks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because normally construction workers drink a couple of liters of Pepsi a day, right?
Yeah, I can probably put down a liter per week.
And did you take any vitamins or minerals while you were working in construction?
Just recently started.
When you were in construction, prior to the back problems?
No.
Yeah, a lot of construction workers will tell me, well, Doc, if it ain't in the Pepsi, I don't get it, right? And so you're a perfect candidate for the pig arthritis formula plus the EFA. You need all 90 essential nutrients, and give up the bad things. Give up the soft drinks and the iced tea and the lemonades, and give up the fried foods and the margarines. And I can just tell you, with your age, you can honestly expect to see some really recognizable results in a very, very short time, 60 to 90 days. And it doesn't matter what the doctor said. If you do the right things, get rid of the bad stuff, take all 90 essential nutrients, making sure you get that collagen and the glucosamine sulfate and the chondroitin sulfate, you will repair your vertebrae, you will repair the cartilage, and you will repair the disc.
Dr. Wallach, it just seems like every week I pick up a newspaper and I see about our young athletes having problems with their bodies falling apart. What can we give our athletes and our children so that they can be healthy and have long lives that we want as well?
That's a great question, because most people believe that exercise is good for you. And that was always a great question. You know, is exercise good for you? Is it necessary for health and longevity? And when you inspect this question, you have to look at professional athletes who spend most of their teenage years and going through university and the semi-pros and the pros training and practicing and doing their events. And if exercise was the factor in living a long, healthful life, athletes should live longer than couch potatoes. But when you look at this critically, couch potatoes in America live to be 75.5, and the average athlete, depending on the sport and their level of competence, live to be 62 to 68, far short of what a couch potato lives to be. And of course, athletes suffer from a great many joint diseases and bone injuries and tendons and ligaments, back, neck, shoulders, ankles, knees, and hips, and have to suffer through an enormous amount of surgeries to deal with this. And athletes develop some 800 different diseases. And what is it? Why is it that athletes don't fare as well as the couch potato? Well, it's simply because athletes sweat more in 5 years than couch potatoes do in 75 years. And when you sweat, you're not just sweating out Gatorade, you're sweating out all 60 essential minerals. And they're called essential minerals because if they're missing for any length of time, you get some horrible degenerative disease, many of which are life-threatening. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out who's more likely to be debilitated or even die of these life-threatening diseases. An athlete who sweats out quarts of sweat during an event or training or practice, or a couch potato who's laying on a couch in an air-conditioned den switching the channels, yelling, "Honey, bring in the popcorn, I'm changing the channels." And this is very serious, because the Center for Disease Control says that as many as 100,000 young athletes under the age of 30, 100,000 each year die suddenly during an event or training or exercise or immediately after an event from cardiomyopathy, heart disease, and ruptured aneurysm. And we know that cardiomyopathy, heart disease, is due to a selenium deficiency, and ruptured aneurysms is due to a copper deficiency. So you can begin to put two and two together. Why does a 10-year-old die of a ruptured aneurysm? Well, he sweat out all of his copper, and you can't get copper from curly French fries and Pepsis. It just doesn't work.
Dr. Wallach, what about arthritis?
Well, arthritis is my favorite disease because it's easy to fix. It's one of the great myths that the medical profession perpetuates, is that you can't build bone mass after the age of 50, 60, 70 years of age. You can only slow down the loss. And the reason why they say that is because they try to rebuild bone mass using plain calcium, whether it's Tums or calcium citrate or carbonate or gluconate or lactate. And your body will not retain much or any of the calcium you supplement with in your bones without first building new bone matrix. You have to have new bone bone matrix. This is this rubbery collagen material that looks like tendon or skin, and it makes up 25 to 40% of our bone weight, 40% when you're a child and 25% when you're an adult. And so it's absolutely essential. If you want to deal with the wear and tear arthritis, osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis effectively, you have to take all 90 essential nutrients, and the best way to do that is with Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician, and we learned a long time ago, maybe 100 years ago in veterinary medicine, that we could actually prevent and reverse, maybe even use the cure word in animals, arthritis, simply by giving the animal the raw material to develop properly and to maintain and repair the joints. And so using this information that we developed in animals, if you use the same concept for human beings, I have literally seen tens of thousands of people over the years who had bone-to-bone arthritis, they had osteoarthritis, they have degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, which are basically a joint form of osteoporosis. It's osteoporosis, the joint ends of the bones. And they've tried all kinds of medication. And, of course, if you take medication, if you take a painkiller, if you take an anti-inflammatory for arthritis, essentially all you're doing is cutting the wire to the red warning light. Pain in a joint says, don't use me until you fix me. And by taking a painkiller, by taking an anti-inflammatory, which will reduce pain, you're allowing that joint to be used even though it would have been painful without the drug. And so you're wearing that joint out faster and faster and faster. And to me, it's criminally negligent for someone to be prescribed a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory for joint disease without repairing the joint at the same time. And this is where the pig arthritis formula really shines, and it works just like a charm in human beings.
So does the same apply for bone spurs?
Absolutely. Bone spurs are a manifestation of osteoporosis. A person will get bone spurs and calcium deposits when you have osteoporosis, just the opposite of what a doctor will tell you. And you need more calcium, more magnesium. You need the bone matrix. You need the collagen, the glucosamine sulfate, the chondroitin sulfate. And those bone spurs and the calcium deposits will actually re-architecture back down to a normal bone. It takes a little while. It takes 4 to 6 months to pull that off. But you can do it on a regular basis, absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to our podcast today. To order, visit longevityonline.com/Stan Brown or call me at 704-225-7040. Thank you.